the gray button. There you go. All right. Let's see. Oh, look at that. This work? Very good. All right, let's get started. Peace at Christmas time. Should be wonderful, shouldn't it? I mean, silent night and in the bleak. I mean, just, you know, just beautiful, soft music is part of it all. But I think that primarily a lot of us find ourselves feeling like that lady. We have so much to do. Nothing ever seems to work out. We get a lot of things getting in our way. And like there's getting the tree and getting the lights on it. And even this guy can't handle the lights, although I will tell you, learn from my buddy Art Pierce to bring some visual aids when you're preaching. These guys are great for keeping the lights straight, all right? Get yourself some of these, all right? I got them. I even put Avery, you know, the label maker thing, and I tell them which bush they came off of, all right? But I don't go quite crazy like this guy. But he probably spent, you know, 2 weekends and 3 paychecks doing that. And then you're, by the time you've done all that stuff, it's Christmas Eve before you're wrapping your presents. And this is what some of us guys, what our stuff comes out looking like. And but then you got to keep a little humor in it too. You probably can't read this, but there's these two cats and they're sitting in Tiger's bar. And this cat here is kind of looking kind of funny. And he says, so they bring this tree in the house. They hang all these dangly, shiny things from it and then freak out when I go near it. This is why I drink. I thought that was pretty good. And then you can get involved in this stuff. How many of you ladies have one of these t-shirts? You know, just want to bake stuff and watch Christmas movies all day. You know, but you can get behind if you do that, right? Because, you know, playing all your time on cookies and candies and cakes, you know, you just find out that stress is just dessert spelled backwards. It's fun. It's fun what you can do for visual stuff if you just let Google be your guide. You know, it's, you put in an idea, click the images, and it's fun to come up with these things. And then somebody in your house goes out and has to call the Holiday Baking Edition hotline for you. Oh, wait a minute. I don't want to see that one. So it looks like we can't find any peas on Earth, even if you go up to the North Pole and look for these three little sweet peas up there. All right, you can't find it. It's hard to find it, Chris. We're so busy. We're so overwhelmed. And you know, maybe some of you have come to the point where you just start to manage your expectations. You just say the only prerequisite for a disappointment is to have an expectation, right? So even Santa has to deal with that. And then you start really just compromising and, you know, your people and the loved ones around you, you know, just get take it out on them. So I would like to just help you find the peace of Christmas, all right, this year. Let's see if we can find it. And to do that, I have 3 recommendations for you. And before we get to the first one, I want to show you what it's like here they are. Sorry, I'm going to tell you about them first. It's a good thing I got this slideshow. You're going to create some moments. You have to create some moments, and you got to plan for them to happen. Otherwise, it's just the whirlwind, and it's over, and you're just exhausted. And you didn't find what God has for us in Christmas. And then, but in order to spend some quiet moments of reflection, you got to have something in here to reflect upon. So we'll look at some ways to do that. And then peace at Christmas time, really, it's really all about what the angel said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, it's making peace with God. That's the ultimate peace of Christmas. So you got to create these moments, and you got to plan for them to happen, because if you don't plan for them to happen, you get to December 23rd, you haven't done anything, and you go out and spend all your money on presents, and you just turn into a scream. And then this is awful. I'd like this one, too. It started happening to come up here. You know, why didn't... Because in charge of planning, Yoda was. Or I could do, because in charge of planning, Yoda was. I can't do that with this cold. So it seems some years that maybe, you know, December 25th comes before the 10th. You know, all of a sudden Christmas is on us, and we haven't done anything for it. So here's some ideas that I have for finding a peaceful Christmas. One of the things that I did 3 or 4 years ago, and this is so well worth it, is I went and I created, you can't see this, you don't need to see it, it's just me. I went and created a Google Play Music playlist. And on it I have about 301 instrumental Christmas carols. And I mean carols, solid carols that are on there. And you turn that, you just click it on, whatever computer you're on, or you, I have a tablet, thanks to Corey's spare tablet, I keep in my stereo cabinet, and I click that thing on and play it through the stereo and in the living room. You can always have that stuff in the background to just calm your soul. And if you pay attention to some of the other things, actually encourage your heart and mind. So after you've listened to that music for just a few minutes, you're transported to this idyllic scene here, like you're in a Kincaid painting, you know, and the lovely blanket of snow, and people even lift presents in your mailbox. It's just wonderful. So that's a good thing to do, is just have good Christmas music around. And otherwise, if that's not enough for you, it was on my bucket list, but I may do it again. Go to Handel's Messiah Sing Along, and there's one this coming Saturday, and all it costs is $3 and some cookies to get in. But if you have your own score, which when I went 3 years ago, I said I'm going to get my own score so I can practice beforehand. But you can see this book is still pretty brand new. But I might go again this Saturday, and this is an amazing thing. If you love to sing at all, just get there early and sit in the front of your section, because then all the good singers are behind you, and they're reinforcing you, and you can follow them. But that's a good thing to do. That's a real good thing to bring you some of the deep, because it's just 2 hours of singing scripture. I mean, and you just, the Handel Marek, I don't know, he wasn't the librettist, I forget who, but it's just a beautiful walk through scripture from the creation through the birth, the death, and the glorification of Jesus. It's a terrific thing to go do. Otherwise, you could watch some Christmas movies even. Set aside some time for some Christmas movies. But be careful that you choose things that, you know, while these are not, you know, about the Christmas story per se, they are positive message kind of movies. So these things will actually warm your heart and be good for you, as opposed to this thing, which I positively can't stand, all right? I mean, this thing just grates at my... I know a lot of people love it, but it grates at my heart. You're better off with a Tim Allen Christmas Claus movie at that point, okay? But, like Art said twice already, one of the best things you can do for your peace at Christmas time is be a candlelight and carols or miss the best hour of Christmas. Or you could do actually something really crazy. Really crazy. Set aside some time. You're not going to believe this. And you're not going to believe it because it's never going to come up. And read the Christmas story. You know, actually spend some time in the Word. And you can read Matthew and Luke. As we learned in our Bible study this week, you can read John and 1 John, the first chapters of each of those. Matthew and Luke tell you stories of how it actually happened. John tells you in the beginning of John and in 1 John what it's all about. I'm telling you, read the first chapter of John. It is, you know, the first 18 verses there could easily be, well, in my humble opinion, they are one of the three best pieces of literature ever written, okay? Just, it's a beautiful thing. And if you really got, you know, spend some time, you can doodle in the margins. I thought these were great, all right? Particularly this, and how many of you were influenced as a kid by the Charlie Brown Christmas special, all right? Yes, exactly. It was a wonderful thing to have in my life. I know it was. And it chokes me up even a little bit now just to think about it. I loved it. And you can doodle in the margin. And I'll tell you what, I think this is where I'm going to offer you a chance. Yeah, if you want. How many remember You know, so this part here, that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. How much, who's, what was that, that was their favorite part, all right, of the whole thing. Who can tell me what Linus, does anybody here can recite what Linus actually recited at that point? Who knows it by heart? Who knows it by heart? Do you? All right, here, I'll give you a clue, but I'll cover up so the, you know, go ahead. You're not going to do it? Do it. There are prizes. I have prizes if you want to do it. All right. Come on, Amanda. That's all right. The angel of the Lord came upon them. Sore afraid. That's the best part. And suddenly, all right. Okay, because you were first, you can either have a copy of the Nativity story, which is an outstanding way to spend an hour and a half. They put together the action. This is an actual drama, dramatic presentation, high quality Hollywood thing. I mean, Judy's going, best movie ever. Well, yeah. Certainly best Christmas movie ever. You can have that, or you can have this guy that did a scientific exploration into what the Star of Bethlehem may have been. He's quite convincing, and it's also very interesting, but it's kind of a documentary kind of thing. Or you can have this for winding up your lights. What's your choice? The Star? All right, take the Star. All right. Before you change that picture, I want to point something out. That is the only time you'll see him drop his blanket in the whole thing. Because once you receive Christ, you have no more fear.
Good point.
Outstanding. I'm glad that somebody remembered. I'd never seen that insight before. Thank you. Okay, Jimmy, what do you got? Yeah, oh yeah, he was a believer. Yep. Very good. All right, so there's some things you can do. Spend some time in the Word and spend some time with carols. It's terrific, but we got to go deeper than that. You know that? Whoops, wrong button. We got to go deeper than that. You got to actually embrace the truth of this story. And it's more than just the story of a baby born in a barn. All right? It's way more than that. It's something that happens actually inside of us. I think that Christmas is the finest analogy that there is for what it means to come into relationship with God. And so what we're going to try to do, what I'd like you to try to do, is spend some time renewing your head. Marcus gave out that song this morning that we haven't sung in ages, but I love the chorus is right there. He said, Take my heart and transform it. Take my mind, transform it. And take my will, conform it to yours. And so I'm going to talk at least about the heart and mind here. And the thing is, you know what's nice? You got carols playing, 301 carols playing in the background all the time. It's of some value to have soothing music around, but it is of immense value if you know the lyrics. And I'm not talking about winter songs, okay? And I'm not talking about Santa songs. And I'm not even talking about Christmas songs, like, I don't know if you can see that, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, or even the Christmas song. It's a nice, peaceful thing, but it isn't Christmas, all right? It's enjoying memories of Christmases, but it's not Christmas. You got to go deep, and you can win more prizes here, all right? You can win more prizes. Go beyond verse 1, all right? Now, all you guys, I mean, I'll let you enter again, Amanda, because I need somebody to win, all right? But sorry for the lousy pun here, but there is so much to be mined in these carols that you can put in your mind, all right? And who can give me a verse other than verse 1 from Joy to the World? Heather. Very good. Very good. You want one of these? You got one? You want this? Oh, well. You know anybody? Do you know anybody that wants one of these? Good. Do it. All right. So there they are. So just so you couldn't cheat. Who knows? Okay. This is a guy, William Chatterton Dix, who knows what Christmas is all about. Who can give me a verse other than the first verse of What Child Is This? I'll even take half a verse. I'll take half. What do you got, Jimmy? Outstanding. You know the rest of that verse? Nails? Outstanding. I mean, if you don't know, if that doesn't choke you up from time to time, hail, hail, the Word made flesh. So there's your John 1 reference. The Word had to become flesh in that manger, in that mean, you know, ordinary, ornery estate, so that those, so he came to take those nails in the spear, to bear that cross for you and for me. Having that in your head will bless you at Christmas time. All right. And O Come, Emmanuel's got lots of verses. Anybody got one? O Come, Emmanuel. How about, yeah, I'll give you some hints. There's a verse, let's see, there's the Day Spring verse. Who knows that one? Who's got it? Come on. Oh, all right. All right, so there. Anyway, I won't drag them out of you. But there's lots of verses to that that are just, they're all, just, this is the one that says, look at all the stuff that talked about the coming of the Lord that was in the Old Testament. And with a hauntingly beautiful tune. Just a terrific thing. And I made this thing way too big. Okay, but then there's truth from Scripture. And it's what is beautiful is just to walk through Scripture right from the very beginning. You open up your Bible, you can open up your Bible, and by the time you're on page 3, you're learning about Christmas. In Genesis 3:15, where Adam and Eve have just fallen, God comes onto the scene and promises that he will do something about it, and he will do it with a man. And I love this. Where is this? This is probably in Florence. I think maybe I've seen this. But you're pictured as the Lion of Judah crushing the serpent's head. And it's just a beautiful thing in Scripture to know that at the very first moment that we needed salvation, God stepped into the scene and promised it. And from there, if you can't get peace, knowing that he's looking out from you from the very beginning, you aren't looking hard enough. And then, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son to be born of a woman under the law to redeem all of us who needed redemption. And it's a beautiful thing that he comes here to make, he sends his Son in order to make us his sons and daughters. It's a terrific thing to see God started the plan in the Garden of Eden, took it all the way to the stable in Bethlehem, and then finally to the cross for the Son of God, the Son of Man, did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. So many good promises in Scripture that it's worth having in your head. But then, if you hang around Dunning at all, particularly if you hang around Dunning at the first service, you'll get to one of my passages, one of my favorite passages that leads us how to have that, tells us about coming to that personal peace with God. And it's this one, and I love the way that it's put here, because this is exactly the way I see it, and this is exactly how I read it every Sunday when I read it. I do read it 2 or 3 times a year just because it's amazing. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to love when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. But all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But God, because of his great love for us, and who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we're God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And it's this paragraph that explains the actual workings of grace and faith transforming us and giving us so many great promises, all centers around the fact that we were in trouble, but God stepped in. And he stepped in that manger in Bethlehem. He stepped in. We have, people are all excited about the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. And the extraterrestrial has already been here. He came to that stable in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Somebody from outside of space and time came in to space and time to show us love, to teach us his truth, and to give our hearts peace. It's a beautiful thing. So this is Paul's kind of long treatise on the thought of how faith and grace work to save us. But he sums it up beautifully in Romans 5. And it's, can you even find it wrapped up for Christmas if you do a Google search? Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jubals, come on back up. We're going to close right now. And good, there's time. There's time. You know, I do. You've heard me talk about doing a lot of searching on the web. But I'll get to that in a minute. Let me get to that in a minute, all right? That this is all there is just stuff and supernova explosions that make heavy metals that can create Earth-like planets and carbon stuff that we can be built out of. Can you imagine the sense of just being of loneliness in that? But and you end up thinking you just gotta walk through life unaided and deflated beneath the curse. This all this broken stuff we see in our world. But when we look at Christmas, here we see our God. By him we're able to bear our load. Peace, for we are loved by the babe, the son of Mary. Let's close. Father, we are grateful to you for coming to get us. And every year we're reminded that you came to get us. You didn't leave us in our rebellion. You didn't leave us in our brokenness, but you became one of us to show us your love and to eliminate that enmity that we had through sin with you and offer us your peace. Thank you, and help us to find these truths and be blessed by these thoughts and share these thoughts of blessing this Christmas season. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.